Hello, this is Father Randy Sly with another installment of Day by Day, where each day we take a look at a reading from Holy Scripture found in the Daily Mass. And today is Friday of the second week of Easter. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. A Pharisee in the Sanhedrin named Gamaliel, a teacher of the law, respected by all the people, stood up, ordered the men to be put outside for a short time, and said to them, "Fellow Israelites, be careful what you are about to do to these men. Some time ago, Theudas appeared, claiming to be someone important, and about 400 men joined him, but he was killed, and all those who were loyal to him were disbanded, and came to nothing. After him came Judas the Galilean at the time of the census. He also drew people after him, but he too perished, and all who were loyal to him were scattered. So now I tell you, have nothing to do with these men, and let them go. For if this endeavor, or this activity, is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy it, or destroy them. You may even find yourselves fighting against God." They were persuaded by him. After recalling the apostles, they had them flogged, ordered them to stop speaking in the name of Jesus, and dismissed them. So they left the presence of the Sanhedrin, rejoicing that they had been found worthy to suffer dishonor for the sake of the name. And all day long, both at the temple and in their homes, they did not stop teaching and proclaiming the Messiah Jesus. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, you know, in the midst of all of the emotion, all of the things that have gone on with the Sanhedrin and with the apostles, the times that they were contending with them and getting them, in a place where they were being forced to say, you can't do this anymore. You cannot speak in the name of Jesus. Finally, in the midst of all this chaos, there's a reasonable voice, Gamaliel. Now, many of you may forget the fact that Gamaliel was the teacher, the rabbi under whom Paul, who was then Saul, was a student. He was a disciple of Gamaliel, a very prominent rabbi at the time, a great leader of Israel. And so here we have Gamaliel speaking up, and really what he's saying is so strong and right on target. If this endeavor is of human origin, it will destroy itself. But if it comes from God, you will not be able to destroy them. You may even find yourself fighting against God, something that they had been doing all along without even knowing it. So Gamaliel was looking at even the historical record. Jesus wasn't the only one who at his time in history was claiming to be a Messiah. There were others that were raised up, and here Gamaliel mentions just two, Theudas and Judas the Galilean. And both of these developed a following, and their following really felt that they were in fact the ones. But when Theudas was killed, those who were loyal to him disbanded out of fear, and nothing happened. The same with Judas the Galilean. He too perished, and his people were scattered. And so what he's saying is, look, if these followers of Jesus, if this is not from God, then it'll go away. You don't have to worry about them. But the one thing you don't want to do is to fight against God. And so at that time, they still flogged them. They beat them because they wanted to make sure that the apostles knew who was in charge. And they continued to warn them, but it didn't stop the apostles and the other disciples from doing what they had been called to do. As we read in the Great Commission from Jesus, "Go into all the world, go therefore into all the world, and make disciples, baptizing them and teaching them all that I have taught you. So there is that sense of commissioning where they are following after the work and the words of God in doing what they're doing. And so they didn't stop teaching. Here we are 2,000 years later, and we are still seeing the fruits of that initial wave of faithfulness as the church has continued to thrive throughout history. So may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts together be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. One of the things that something like this can do is give us a reminder again of the fact that this work that we are a part of, this church that we are a part of, this Lord that we serve, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, is in fact the one prophesied in the Old Testament, the one who truly came at a time in history, lived among us, taught among us, did miracles among us, and then was crucified, but rose again. And in his rising from the dead, he poured himself out again among all mankind through the ongoing presence of the Holy Spirit, so that he continues to be with us even 2,000 years later. What can we do other than to continue to rejoice and to walk with him, knowing that this is truly a work of God that we don't want to contend against, but rather we want to foster and we want to follow. So may Almighty God bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.